Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 21st, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997. That's the SLA TV channel and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. 21,000 head offer this go-round, 3,000 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 14,500 weaned calves, and 1,240 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the time that a lot will sell, estimated time, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, call for information, 800-422-2117. Also remind you, Superior Select Female Auction will be happening on Thursday. 1,400 head to be offered right after the regular auction. Superior Livestock's next video auction coming Thursday, November 21st. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished steady to 35 lower on feeder cattle, with November being 146.60 unchanged. The index is 146.54, so they have converged right in line with where they need to be. The live cattle, on the other hand, closed a little bit higher. They're 57 higher in December at 119.35, February up 37, 125.42. We had some cash cattle trade on the Fed Cattle Exchange, 1,229 head sold. The 1 to 9 day delivery sold at 116. So that was a pretty large sell on there at 116 compared to the just under 1,400 head listed. OKC West today had 6,000 head. This Friday, we've got a cattle on feed and a cold storage report, which will come out after the close at 2 p.m. November 1st on feed estimate is 101% of last year. Placements in the month of October are 112% of last year, so a pretty large placement number. And then the marketed number is right at 100% of the previous year. It's good to see the cash market stay steady with last week here. Packer margins and feedlot margins are both positive. Packers are estimated somewhere around $350 to $400 a head profit, while feedlot closeouts are somewhere between $50 and $60 a head profit.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year, featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegge. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Now, today's grain futures market were weak on the corn and soybeans, while the wheat futures held in there steady to 3 cents higher. Corn ended up 3 to 4 lower, beans down 6 to 7, and grinded lower all day. Mid-morning, we saw a report that the U.S.-China trade deal may not even happen this year, which to those that have been following along, may not seem all that surprising here, because you keep getting back and forth comments, but it doesn't sound like on some of the big issues we're even all that close to where we were, or any closer than where we were, you know, when the thing started. So interesting to see that those headlines were released. Wheat, on the other hand, like I said, steady to 3 higher. And cotton futures continues to move lower here. We had December down 121 at 62.23. March was 64.22, down 113. And then the Dow Jones has bounced back over 100 off of its lows, but currently down 140 points at 27,755. Now, that sold off on the Chinese-U.S. trade deal headlines as well. Crude oil today, surprisingly, up still. It's up $1.70 in December at $56.91. Natural gas futures just grinding higher here. They're about 3 to 3.5 cents higher. And then one limit down today, we had February hogs limit down at 66.62. And I suppose that has to do with the Chinese trade deal as well.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.